She stiffened her spine and turned, glancing over Matt's shoulder to look for Davis.
"He's gone,"
Matt said. "Thank you." Matt nodded, his typical lack of expression replaced by something that looked a bit like concern, which was definitely a new one. He turned away from her briefly, taking two glasses of champagne from a passing waiter before offering one to her.
"Davis's ego is only surpassed by his ambition."
"I'll drink to that," she said miserably, taking a sip of the champagne. Then she decided to hell with it. She upended the glass, draining it in one long swig. For a split second, she thought Matt looked almost amused.
"Did we make a scene?"
She was concerned Matt wasn't the only one to notice her altercation with Davis. Matt shook his head.
"No. I happened to be passing by when I heard you ask him to leave."
"Not one of my better dates," she muttered. Of course, it wasn't one of my worst, either. Before he could reply, Patricia stepped next to him.
"All work and no play, Matt,"
Patricia pouted. "I'm sure there's nothing you and Liza have to say to each other that can't wait until the next board meeting. Come dance with me, I love this song." Matt accepted Patricia's hand, barely sparing Liza a parting glance as he let his girlfriend lead him to the dance floor. Patricia Eddington had claws. She didn't like her date paying attention to any woman who wasn't her. Not that the socialite had a damn thing to worry about in that regard. Liza was as likely to date Matt Russo as she was to agree to be Davis Taylor's first lady. Handing her empty glass to a waiter, she helped herself to another, though she only sipped this one. Feeling a bit more fortified, she shook off the disastrous date, put on a fake smile, and went back to work. Sadly, it was the only part of her life where she didn't feel like a complete and utter fuck-up.